can't see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, July 7th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Glad to have you part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, please do not send me any videos or long stories during the show. Just pithy comments about the topic. We greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information to cover. Starting, of course, this past Friday, Independence Day. 249 years leading into next year's 2026, 250th America campaign tour, concerts, all kinds of parades, things that President Trump and others have planned for next year's celebration, started on Friday night at the Iowa State Fair. After the big, beautiful bill was passed, Donald Trump held a ceremony in the White House, at the White House outdoors, signing ceremony. All the cabinet members were there, Republican congressmen, Republican senators. It was a big, big party that they had set up, and it was fantastic. It was signed into law, and now the debate, the onslaught of the messaging war begins, where the Republicans have to get out there and sell this thing to the American people. Because if they sit back on their laurels because they simply passed it, the president signed it into law, doesn't mean it's going to be popular. Not until, of course, the components of it kick in and actually start affecting people's lives. Meanwhile, the Democrats are already out there selling it that people are going to die. People are getting kicked off their health insurance. Prices are going up. A bunch of bald-faced lies based on speculation on what they think could happen as a result of the bill going into effect. The truth, nobody is going to die. Nobody is going to be kicked off their health insurance unless they're scamming the system. If they're not worthy of being on Medicaid, for example, they may be kicked off. But there's going to be a process that people have to go through. Everybody has to be recertified to verify that they deserve to be on the program, number one. Well, if you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you shouldn't be on Medicaid just because you're here. You're not a citizen. You're not entitled to Medicaid, Medicare, because you're not a citizen. You didn't pay into it, therefore you shouldn't be on it. It's that simple. In a couple of years, you're going to have to start working if you're able-bodied. We got a whole breakdown of this thing. We're going to go over and talk about it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. What is in this big, beautiful bill? Not what the Democrats are saying, but exactly what's in the bill itself. Well, first of all, understand that the bill is 940 pages long. Does anybody really know what's in it? Well, they should, because the Democrats, as requested by former Senate Majority Leader, now Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York, required somebody to sit and read all 940 pages into the record before the vote could be taken in the Senate. 16 hours it took people to read all 940 pages into the record. So if you were interested, which most of them weren't, you could sit in the Senate chamber for 16 hours and be told a story. You could hear actually what's in the bill. Well, the Congressional Budget Office projected an updated estimate released on June 27th as part of the Big Beautiful Bill, which touches practically every area of American policy and the budget, claiming that it was going to increase the deficit by $3.25 trillion. However, they didn't factor in two things. They didn't factor in growth in the economy and how much money tariffs would be bringing in to offset the deficit spending. Kind of important, because Donald Trump today is sending letters out to probably, I think he said, 12, 14 countries, informing them what their tariffs going to be. Without being able to get a trade deal with those countries, he's finally just saying, okay, no problem, putting them on legal constructive notice. Here is your tariff amount. What he's basically saying, no deal? Okay, no problem. Here's your tariff. If you want to do business with the United States, you want to bring your products into the United States, this is the amount of tariff you got to pay to get your products into our country. We'll see how fast these countries now all of a sudden want to negotiate a deal. The biggest part of this bill is Donald Trump and the Republicans' tax cuts. Their centerpiece of the legislation is its extension of the tax cuts initially included in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 during Donald Trump's first term in office. That law slashed marginal tax rates across the board, with most brackets seeing around a 2 to 4% cut. If the cuts were not extended, tax rates would have returned to the pre-2017 levels beginning September 30th. Basically, just a couple of months away. Well, by passing these tax cuts as being permanent, everybody in America is going to save on their taxes. Democrats don't want to mention that. They don't want to point that out, that we were facing basically the largest tax increase starting on October 1st. Well, the Republicans and Donald Trump basically made that not happen. Child tax credit. They boosted it from $2,000 per child to $2,200, and they made the credit permanent on your federal income taxes. For every child you have, $2,200 right off the top of your taxable income. Next, taxes on overtime. You don't have to pay federal income tax if you work overtime. The bill implements the core campaign promises on tax policy, reducing the taxes on tips, overtime pay, and car loans. You buy an American-made car, you can write off the interest. Up to $10,000 of the interest on American-made vehicles. If it's a foreign-made vehicle, You don't get it. It's that simple. $6,000 deduction for seniors on Social Security. The bill allows seniors to deduct $6,000 of their Social Security income from being taxable. It decreases if your income exceeds $75,000 for a single filer or $150,000 for people filing jointly. Single filers who make more than $175,000 or more, or joint filers of more than $250,000, will not be eligible for the deduction. If you're still working, but yet getting Social Security, you don't get the deduction. Funding immigration and border security. The bill provides for $150 billion toward immigration enforcement. This is in line with the core principles and promises Trump made on the campaign trail. In the $150 billion, nearly $30 billion is going to be for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're going to be able to hire more agents, ICE agents, and will be able to spend more money on deportation operations. It also is going to provide $13.5 billion in grants for state and local governments who assist ICE with those efforts. $45 billion for the detention of the illegal immigrants. In the final $46.5 billion estimated to construct the wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. The funding of these expenditures will go through the fiscal year 2029. They will spend the money during the next couple of years. Defense spending, $157 billion toward defense, $29 billion going into maritime capabilities and shipbuilding. They're going to build 16 brand new battleships. $25 billion slated for munitions. They're going to replace all the munitions that we've been giving to Ukraine, Israel, and other countries. Well, we're going to build our stockpile back up. And $25 billion dedicated to the Golden Dome Missile Defense Project. This is something that will literally put a iron-type dome over the United States. Canada has already expressed that they want to be in on the deal as well. As far as clean energy tax credits, several clean energy tax credits, including the Inflation Reduction Act, are being cut beginning as early as this year, 2025. The electric vehicle tax credit is ending on September 30th. Other clean energy projects, including hydrogen, wind, and solar, will need to be online by December 31st of 2027. The bill would tax new wind and solar projects if they use specific foreign-made components. I didn't know this, but windmills and solar panels, they're being made in China. So if you're going to use those components, you're going to be taxed on them. Now let's get into this rural hospital situation, which is what is up here in northern Michigan, very, very important to all of us. Medicaid and rural hospitals. The bill would seek to reduce Medicaid spending by imposing an 80-hour monthly work requirement for able-bodied adults in order to receive benefits. It also reduces the provider tax, the rate at which states tax hospitals and doctors to pay for their Medicaid programs. They're reducing the tax from 6% down to 3.5% in states that expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Michigan was one of them. 10 states that didn't expand their programs will see no changes. Also, to offset fears that these changes would harm rural hospitals, the bill allocates $50 billion to support small town and rural hospitals in all 50 states. So them saying that rural hospitals are going to be shutting down, not true. SNAP benefits, known as food stamps, the amount would vary based on the state's payment error rate, but would fall between 5% and 15%. It would increase the state's share of administrative costs up to 75%, up from the current 50%. Finally, $5 trillion debt ceiling increase. The House wanted $4 trillion. The senators pumped it up to $5 trillion. The bill's going to increase the U.S. debt ceiling by $5 trillion. We won't have to argue about this. We won't have to bring it up anymore. $5 trillion under this administration should take care of it. This provision is one of the most pressing items in the bill, as the Treasury approaches a default sometime in the coming months. Rand Paul and other House conservatives have been very outspoken in their opposition to a steep increase in the debt limit. Well, actually, it really doesn't even matter. And I'm going to tell you why. Something that the Congressional Budget Office refused to analyze: the amount of growth the economy is going to experience. With people keeping more of their own money, along with cutting all these programs, still reducing the spending, and tariffs. Donald Trump is just now sending letters out today, announcing on Liberation Day, April 2nd, all the country's tariffs that he was proposing, while he put it on a pause to give them time to come and negotiate a trade deal. Well, many of them kicked the can down the road and didn't come and negotiate a deal. So today, the president's sending letters out. Trade deals with Great Britain, Vietnam, South Korea, and even potentially China. The biggest problem we have is going to be resolved and result in more tariff income to the U.S. Treasury. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.